الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحيم ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تظهر الشماتة لأخيك فيرحمه الله ويبتليك صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama, respected hufaz, beloved brothers and elders, all of us seated here, we all know deep in our hearts that the greatest gift and wealth that every one of us seated here possesses is undoubtedly that gift of iman. Allah has blessed all of us with iman. Nothing can equate this. In the Quran Kareem, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Allah addresses those who have iman. When the call is made, the adhan is given on the day of Jumu'ah, then come for the Jumu'ah Salah. That is why we are all seated here today, because this address was made to us. We have the iman in our heart, and with that iman, because of that iman, this address is made to us, we have come to the masjid. Allah Ta'ala keep this iman firm and let us die with iman and resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Having this iman is definitely the gift of Allah. But after receiving this gift, it's up to you and I to bring perfection to this iman, to build it, to make it stronger, to fortify it, and bring it to the level that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wishes and desires. Therefore we find in many, many ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, before bringing the lesson and the moral and the point that we need to bring in our lives, when he starts off, he says, La yu'minu ahadukum. None of you have perfect iman. Iman we may have, but the perfection comes when certain qualities are adopted. When certain qualities are brought in our lives, then that iman reaches perfection. And one quality which we wish to speak about today, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned so clearly, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you can reach that perfection of iman until every one of us love for others what we love for ourselves. We love for others what we love for ourselves. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what he imparted. And to lay the importance, he brought it in this format. These are the words he chose to express it to us, that we cannot reach the completion of iman until we possess this quality, that we love for others what we love for ourselves. It's natural for every person to feel happy and elated when he receives something. When he gets something, when he is blessed with a bounty, tangible or non-tangible, he's given some respect, he's received some money, something has come his way, every human being feels happy with that. Because he feels he's blessed with something that others don't have. But if a person suffices, and he restricts his happiness only when he receives something, ulama-i kiram explain, this person will be a very sad man in this world. He'll be very, very sad because everything in your life doesn't work out all the time exactly as you want it to. So sometimes you'll be going through good conditions and ease, and sometimes you'll be going through difficulty. Ulama Ikram explain, but if a person lives his life as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, that don't just restrict your happiness to the occasions when you receive something. When you are going to be happy that your brother, your Muslim brother is also receiving something, there won't be an end to your happiness. Because even though you're going through difficulty, when you see him enjoying, you happy for him, you're going to be happy. So this is the secret, that somebody is enjoying something, we don't only restrict it and limit it to ourselves, rather, we don't only restrict the joy to our happiness. When someone else is enjoying something, we're happy for him as well. This is a dictate of our iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained in so many ahadith, that when you do things to make others happy, this is something that's a very special action. In the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a very special, a very honored action. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person will go into the qabr after he passed away, and he'll see someone there, and this person is there to help him, to give him his answers, to help him with his examination in the qabr. This person will be helping him throughout all the stages of qiyamah. This person will wonder and he'll ask, who are you? So he says, this person will reply to him, I am the result of some happiness that you brought to a mu'min whilst you were alive on the earth. When you brought that happiness, Allah gave me a form, and I'm appointed now to help you throughout your stages, right till the day of Qiyamah. Another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, man laqiya akhahu al-muslim bima yuhibbu liyasurrahu sarrahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. That person, that mu'min, who meets another mu'min in a way that that mu'min is happy and comfortable, only to please his heart, Allah takes it upon himself to ensure that this person will be made happy on the day of Qiyamah. Your happiness is secured in the Akhirat because you made people happy in this world. You'll only be able to make people happy when you take their happiness as your happiness. Otherwise, a person would think, only I must be happy. Only the people around me must be happy. Iman is teaching us, be happy for everyone. And let your happiness extend. Make them happy and be happy for them. This is something Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And this is something they excelled in. They didn't only limit their happiness to their own pleasure. Rather, if someone else was enjoying, they congratulated him and they wanted that happiness to be spread to all others as well. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who's a senior alim of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he explains, one person came to him and he insulted him, he verbally insulted him. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he tells him that you are insulting me, innaka latashtimuni, you insulting me, wa inna fiyya thalatha khisalin, but I wish to share with you three qualities Allah has blessed me with, and I'll share this one. Inni la'ati ala al-ayati min kitabillah, falawadidtu anna jami'a an-nasi ya'lamuna ma a'lam. Abdullah ibn Abbas was that sahabi who got the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, teach him, give him a special understanding of Quran. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, I read the Quran sometimes and Allah inspires me with the knowledge of a certain ayat. I get the depth of the understanding of this ayat. Now where does his mind run to? Sometimes you and I also read something. We come to know something. But the moment you and I come to know something, our first response is, I need to keep this secret. This is private information. If someone wants it, he's got to pay the price. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, when I get to know and this knowledge is blessed to me, Allah inspires my heart. My desire is, I wish the entire ummah knows what I knew. I wish this knowledge is spread over the entire ummah. He's wishing for others what he has himself. He's wishing that for others. Then he says, وَإِنِّي لَأَسْمَعُ بِالْغَيْثِ قَدْ أَصَابَ بَلَدًا مِّن بِلَادِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَأَفْرَحُ وَمَا لِي بِهِ سَائِمَةٌ. I hear of rain that has come to a certain land, and in that land there are Muslims residing. I'm so happy that the Muslims are benefiting from that rain. Maybe rain didn't come to my land, But rain came to that land and the Muslims are benefiting from that rain. I've got no animal in that land, but just because those Muslims are happy, I'm also happy. Then he says, وَإِنِّي لَأَسْمَعُ بِالْحَاكِمِ مِنْ حُكَّامِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ يَعْدِلُ فِي حُكْمِهِ فَأَفْرَحُ وَلَعَلِّي لَا أُقَاضِي إِلَيْهِ أَبَدًا. I hear of a just ruler ruling over the Muslims, and he's ruling over them with such justice. He's good to them, he's kind to them, and they are enjoying because of his justice. He says, I'm so happy and delighted that these Muslims are living with justice, even though I may never raise a case to him, but just I'm happy. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this was his nature. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taught him, and all the Sahaba had this within them. When Allah describes the Sahaba, he says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They didn't just work on the level of ikram, of fulfilling someone's right. Not ihsan, of being kind to others. They took it to another level entirely. They took it to the level of ithar. Ithar means that they gave preference to others over themselves. One is the dictate of iman is love for others what you love for yourself. But they took it to another level that they preferred others over themselves. Never mind, we'll go to difficulty, but then let the next man enjoy. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is seated for itikaf. We know the month of Ramadan has just passed. Many people sat for itikaf in this masjid, other masajid. May Allah accept their efforts and may Allah ta'ala allow us to continue. He sat for itikaf, and whilst he was seated in itikaf, we know we leave the boundaries of the masjid unless you have some shari'i need or some natural need to fulfill. One person comes and he's looking sad. There isn't a smile on his face. He's looking distressed. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu looks at him and says, what has happened? You're looking like something has happened to you. You're looking like you have some problem. This person addressed him and said, I've got a creditor that I'm owing money to. And this creditor needs the money. He's pressing for the money, but I can't pay him. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that, okay, you do have intentions to pay him. You just need a little bit more time. Shall I accompany you and speak to your creditor? He says, I wouldn't mind that because I want to pay him, but I don't have the cash immediately. I just need a little bit more time. Abdullah ibn Abbas goes to put his shoes on and leaves the masjid. This person looks at him and says, but oh Abdullah ibn Abbas, you're sitting in itikaf. You are sitting in itikaf, you cannot leave. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu tells him that let me share with you a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I've heard Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam say, مَنِ اَعْتَكَفَ يَوْمًا اِبْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ النَّارِ ثَلَاثَ خَنَادِكَ أَبْعَدَ مِمَّا بَيْنَ الْخَافِقِينَ. A person who makes itikaf for one day, I've heard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, Allah will appoint, Allah will make three trenches between him and Jahannam. Allah will make three trenches between him and Jahannam. Each trench is further than the sky and the earth. That's how far he'll be away from Jahannam. But then he says, I also heard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, مَمْ مَشَى فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ وَبَلَغَ فِيهَا. That person who goes out to fulfill the need of his Muslim brother, to bring some joy to the heart of a fellow Muslim, and he goes all out, he does his best to get that done, كَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ مِنْ اِعْتِكَافِ عَشَرِ سِنِينَ. This will be better for him, not for one day's itikaf, not for 10 days itikaf. This is better than 10 years of itikaf. This action is more appreciated in the sight of Allah than 10 years of itikaf. Abdullah ibn Abbas thought, maybe I can fulfill, I can make qaza of my itikaf, but I need to make sure that I bring joy to the heart of a fellow Muslim. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was performing salah, he was performing tahajjud salah, and that night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accompanied by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu, he walks into the masjid. He hears the qiraat of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He praises the qiraat. After Abdullah ibn Mas'ud finishes his recitation, he raised his hands in dua. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Mas'ud didn't know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. He said, Sal tu'ta. Sal tu'ta. Ask whatever you want, your dua is going to be answered. Whatever dua you ask now, your dua is going to be answered. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud didn't know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was behind him and making the statement. The next day, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to congratulate him, to say, last night, I was with Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this was the glad tiding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given you, and ask whatever you want, your dua will be answered. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud looks at Umar radiallahu anhu and he says, قَدْ سَبَقَكَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ. Abu Bakr came before you and he already gave me the good news. Abu Bakr came before you and he gave me the good news. Umar radiallahu anhu says, anytime I try to compete with Abu Bakr always surpasses me, he always beats me. The lesson we learn is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayers Oud in the presence of Abu Bakr and Umar. They were racing to bring that joy. It may have not been them, but their hearts were so good that they were racing to give him the good news. This was what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said behind your back. This was the good he said. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was seated one day, and above him, there were some sparrows, and there was a sparrow's nest. And whilst he was seated there, the sparrow that was in that nest above, it happened to empty its belly, and it messed him. The droppings of that bird had fell onto Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he looks up, if it was one of us, we would have been angered, irritated, agitated. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he looks up and he says, that I would prefer that Abdullah bin Mas'ud and the children of Abdullah bin Mas'ud and the family of Abdullah bin Mas'ud all pass away, rather than some harm and some hurt coming to this bird unjustly. He could have taken action, but the bird did what it needed to do. The bird didn't intend harming him. He happened to be underneath. He says, I prefer all this, my entire family pass away, rather than bringing some harm and some hurt to this little bird above his head. Ulama Kiram explained, when this was his consideration for a little sparrow, how much of consideration he must have had for his fellow Muslim brothers. How kind he must have been to them, because this was the quality in their lives. This was what they did and this is what they lived by. Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the famous incident, he was boycotted for approximately 50 days. A command was issued that no one should mix with him, no one should talk with him, because of a certain mistake he committed. Eventually, after 50 days, Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat, وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. These three people, Ka'b bin Malik, Murara bin Rabi, and Hilal bin Umayyah, have all been forgiven. On that morning, when Sahabi goes out, the moment he gets the news from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he jumps onto his horse to rush to Ka'b bin Malik to give him the good news that your forgiveness has been made. Another Sahabi thinks, أَصَّوْتُ أَسْرَعُ مِنَ الْفَرَسِ. My voice could reach Ka'b bin Malik faster than the horse. He goes up onto a mountain and he calls out to Ka'b, Ya Ka'b, Abshir. O Ka'b, take glad tidings, your forgiveness has been announced. Then Ka'b radiallahu anhu comes to the masjid. Butalha radiallahu anhu sees him, he hugs him. What we notice is, one person was enjoying. One person got glad tidings. Something good was happening to one mu'min. The entire Medina was buzzing because of him. It wasn't them, but because this person, something good had happened to him, everyone is racing to give him the good news, to congratulate him. This is Islamic spirit. This is the spirit of Iman. As we mentioned in the beginning, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that perfection of Iman can never come until you love for others what you love for yourself. And unfortunately, when a person doesn't have this, then in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when you aren't wishing for others what you wish for yourself, rather, you wish everything to be for yourself. You want everything only to come to you, and no one else must enjoy whatever they have. They must also be deprived, and it must all come to you. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to us that leave alone the akhirat, even in this dunya. Even in this dunya, you'll bring problems to yourself. Firstly, in the akhirat, what would happen? This results as jealousy. This is called jealousy. If you are jealous of the next person, whatever he has, you want it to get taken away from him, and it comes into your lap. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, this jealousy eats up all your good. Whatever good you did, the month of Ramadan had passed, all your good is eaten up, all your good is burnt away, because jealousy eats it up like the fire eats up wood. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also said, as far as your dunya is concerned, when you are envious of others, you don't wish well for them, then what you wait for is for them to fall. You wait for them to suffer. And when they are suffering, another mu'min, another Muslim is suffering, you are expressing joy. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, don't ever get involved in that quality. لا تظهري شماتة لأخيك. Don't express joy when another Muslim is falling. Why? فَيَرْحَمُهُ اللَّهُ وَيَبْتَلِيكَ. Allah Ta'ala will have mercy on him. Allah will take him out of the problem. But one day you will fall in the very same problem. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us this quality of loving for others what we love for ourselves. Like it was in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and like it was the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us this quality and give us the ability to practice on whatever has been mentioned. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amen.